This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Ulalele yona timeless music with the classics, never get old, but the rhythm definitely keeps rolling. I couldn't agree more. Definitely the rhythm does keep rolling here on MUT Radio Shape and on the future. And that was one of ingoma zakhe uzethe. Eti Abantu, which was released, it's a single, which was released in 2024, which was last year. If you don't know Uzete, she's Zetembiso Zete Zimela. She comes from Mpangeni, KwaZulu-Natal. She plays jazz, man. She blends jazz, your soul, your urban traditional African sounds all together. And in that, one thing about her is that she advocates for mental health, social injustice, and using her voice to inspire change and unity. And guess what? We have her on MUT Radio, and we hope she's going to be talking everything infused in mental health and the whole making of the song. I think also in understanding who really, really is Uzete. You know what? Let me bring her up to you, Uzete.
Hello, Zizi. How are you?
I'm good. And how are you?
I'm great. So good to be here.
So good to hear you speaking to me, actually. It's a beautiful Sunday here in Durban. How's the weather that side?
I mean, winter in Durban is a totally different story. I mean, we can argue if there's winter in Durban, but
really? Wow.
But yeah, it's getting better. I mean, we're exiting now. I cannot wait for spring, Sana. Like, you must wrap it up now.
But, yes, yeah, you, me, we are one person. I cannot wait also. I can't. Like, I'm unable. I'm unable with what's happening here.
Yeah, no, it's a lot.
But you know what? We just played your song, Abantu, which single which was released on 2024. What a beautiful masterpiece. Yes.
Thank you so much.
What a beautiful, I think, you know what, as I want you to tell me, Wuti, what was happening in the song when you describe Abantu, the song Abantu, to us? What does it actually mean? And then also that to a listener who does not know you, perhaps could you tell him or her who exactly is Uzete? And then just lead us through after that, Uguti, what does the song Abantu actually mean and what was it all about?
Sure thing. Thank you. So Uzete, as you said, I'm from a very small town inside Mpangeni called Ngwelizane. And that's where I grew up. And then I started at UKZN Howard College. And sorry, MUT, but I mean, you guys don't have music. So
I mean, we understand. You don't have music.
We can't talk about that. So it's okay. And then, yeah, my career kicked off in 2017. I won a competition called Welcome Next Level that was happening at that time. That's when I moved to Egoli. And my career has been, you know, that journey from that time. I did take a break during COVID time. Most people, I was also pregnant at that time. So it just made sense to take a break. So then last year, I came back with the single titled Abantu. And then this year, I released the full album. So the single wasn't exactly going alone. It was attached to the album. But it was, of course, the leading song to the album.
To the album.
And Abantu. Yes, yes. My album called Breeze. Which came out March this year. And Abantu is basically about humanity, about showing grace to the next person. And for me, so many people showed me love and compassion throughout my career. And it was just that thing of, you don't have to do something good to the next person because they've done something for you.
Yes, definitely.
But Ubuntu is genuinely about courtesy for the next person, regardless of who they are, where they come from. And at the end of the day, as the Black nation, that's what we call Ubuntu. I couldn't call the song Ubuntu. It's quite cliche.
Yeah, it quite is. But, it was like...
essentially, that's what the song is about.
Definitely. Okay, so I mean, you chose Abantu, which is like, you know, closer to Ubuntu. Abantu doing Ubuntu.
Yes, exactly.
So Ubuntu is the practice, but the practice is being done by Abantu. Totally get it. 2025, you released Breathe.
Yes.
Breathe. Oh my God, I love saying that. I don't know why. So walk me through the story behind the latest album, Breathe, as a whole. I mean, obviously, we're still going to talk about a few songs in there. But just walk me through the album, the making, the story of the album. What is it about? What is it? Why Breathe? Why the songs there?
Yeah. So most of this, almost the whole album was written during that break being a Chedang as it happened in 2020.
Funny, yeah. Funny what?
My break was almost semi last year. It's a little too long,
Funny how 2020, I was doing my matric, so I was like matric COVID.
It seems so far away now.
Exactly. It seems so far away.
Yeah, but during that time, I was writing, even though I wasn't actively performing or in the music
releasing.
Scene, but I was writing a lot, doing a lot of diary entries because the album touches a lot on mental health. It touches a lot on, it's quite a hopeful album, if I could put it like that.
Yes.
Just seeing light in situations, giving yourself a chance to try again. I think once people reach a certain point in their lives, it could be 20s, could be your 30s. For some reason, we have this notion that we don't have time. And we have this notion that we can't try again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, nobody's counting. It's only you that's counting.
Yeah.
You can try as many times as you want. But whether it's your goal, whether it's something that you really want, you can try as many times as you want. So the compilation of the album is really a lot of things that I was personally going through. And I wrote about it. And to find that a lot of people could relate. Because
to it.
Most of us are going through the same things in life, you know. So it's not a depressing album. Don't be scared. I mean, here's an acting not depressing.
Well, I can attest. To those who haven't listened, I can attest. It's not. It's not a depressing one.
Exactly.
It's not.
Rather a true reflection and a hopeful album. It's also just that reassurance that you're not alone. Like, you know, a lot of people are going through Sako, amongst many.
Hey,
it's okay.
And it's okay, you go. It's okay. We are go at that time. But as long as you remember, it's okay, nya go. But next minute, I need to wake up and just move forward.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
So okay. it's a hopeful album to keep you going.
Yes.
Move to. Obviously, when you create a song, or rather when you're writing a song, there's always a message that you're hoping to intend. Probably, what message did you intend for the audience who would be listening to the album? I heard you were talking about it's a rather hopeful, a hopeful album, not a depressing one. Just talking about Uguti, listen, we're going, but it's going to be fine.
Yes. So the lead song, I think that's what it's called in the album, or the title song of the album is Breathe, and it's actually a song that exists in the album.
Yeah, it does.
And,
number five.
And essentially, the core of the whole album is that essence of breathing. Sometimes when you're going through a lot and you feel like this is a dead end can be anything to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
This could be a trigger warning also. It could be, you know, panic attacks. It could be suicidal thoughts. It could be anything, you know, what a dead end. It could also just be giving up. That's also a dead end also, where you feel like, I've tried everything and you know what?
It's not working out.
Yes. And essentially sometimes I find, even though this is not a remedy and even though this won't fix your problem that you're going through, I find that sometimes you just need to recenter yourself and breathe and just regain yourself again. And people like, even when someone is in shock, even when they're almost in a semi car accident, or when the paramedics are telling them, are trying to help them, they try to level them with breathing, you know.
Yeah,
you're told to breathe in and out, you know, so you can recenter yourself. And I found that to be helpful to me too, you know. you know, when you come to friends, oh my God, you won't believe what happened. And what would your friend say?
Hey, boy, he's like, breathe. At least some more, so you can tell. Yeah.
I can't even hear what you're trying to explain.
Yeah.
And I found that, you know, as I tell you that, it won't solve your problems, that it will give you that recentering with yourself and just reconnecting with yourself. And that was it for me, that, okay, I'm a nice solution for your problems.
Yeah.
But could you just breathe for a second and recenter yourself?
Yeah, and just find myself. Mm. Yeah. So you refer to your mom as a super fan.
Yes.
Mothers, though, it's Mothers. It's Women's Month. It's, yeah, I nearly said mothers. I nearly said mothers. It's a Women's Month, and we talk about you. But you refer to your mother as a super fan. Tell me why.
I mean, my mom has been always like my number one supporter.
Mm-hmm.
I think I should actually call her super supporter.
Oh, God.
Yes. I mean, the creative scene is a difficult industry, you know, to have your child also go into that industry is very hard.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a very depressing one.
It's not, okay, fine, in South Africa, no career is guaranteed, clearly. But it's a harder one, you know, there's lesser guarantees of success, lesser guarantees of mm-hmm. instant gratification. So to have a parent that is consistently supporting you, consistently believing in you,
mm-hmm.
is a dream, you know, and one that I aspire to be also even myself one day. And to see her really support me through and through has been really amazing. Even in times where I also doubted myself, she's always been that girl.
Mm-hmm. Ah, the super girl. She's like Wonder Woman.
Yes.
So just, I know probably we don't get time to like say those type of things to our moms, or probably it's me, but anything, probably just, you know, just a one line or two lines that you would like to say to your mom.
I actually did this year because we threw our mom 60th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, surprise party. And it was essentially to just say thank you. You know, as a mother, you sacrifice so
much
for your children and all of that.
Yeah.
And I still would just want to say that, you know, she's an amazing superwoman. I still just want to say thank you.
Oh, God. I guess we're the ones who have to say thank you, Ma, for bringing us Uze Day. Because come on. And one thing, your mom doesn't have to recruit me. I'm already recruited. So she should just come down. She doesn't have to recruit me in any way. Don't worry, Ma. I'm added to the fans. I'm there. Don't worry.
Yeah.
You don't have to. So walk me through. So while creating this album called Breathe, were there any obstacles or rather setbacks during the recording, processing of the songs, of the compiling of the album?
Yeah, I mean, it did take me quite a bit long, which is generally my, I think it's also my personality that came into play,
mm-hmm.
which is okay. You know, projects can take long. But I did find that, you know, I battled with myself a lot, you mm-hmm. know, even with concepts that I wanted to execute, I find myself, and I think that's the importance of having a producer, because you can, as an artist, you can really stay in your head, you know, with ideas and
yeah.
with being a perfectionist. Sometimes you need to just say right, like let it go, guys.
It's like being an over, you know, when you're an overthinker, you would think something now and then you feel like it's okay, and then the next minute you're like
exactly. So I did struggle with that a lot.
Uh-huh.
I think it's also part of the creative process, I guess, and the steps that you need to go through. But yeah, I did find that I sometimes just was wasting time. You know, let's move on, girl.
I've been here for too long. What am I doing? But I think despite all the obstacles and setback, I think there are times where when we're doing something, there are those setbacks that we must face. You just test us, rather, Uguti. Mm. Am I really, really doing it? Am I really up for it? And this is when I was a person, you come up and be like, okay, I need to push. I need to finish this.
Yes, like, definitely.
So I think with all the obstacles, setback, at the end, we got Breathe. at the end, we got Breath, and you did so well. So, again, in the album, you've collaborated with producer Sibusiso Mashilwane. Am I pronouncing it right?
Mashilwane. We would spell it with a W in Zulu, but no.
It's like Mashilwane. Yes. Okay. I'm sorry, that's Moses. The language. We're trying. But you worked with him on this album. But now I want to know, and you working with him, how do you two like actually work together into bringing the vision of life? I know you talked about that sometimes you just too much on your head and thinking about a lot of ideas. Was he there to just pull you out on the vision and be like, yes, we talked about this. So, you know what? Let me bring you back. We talked about this. Let's work with this. So how was it like bringing the vision that you both had on your minds and just bringing it to life?
Yeah. I mean, everyone has a different way they work with, whether it's a team, whether it's one person.
Yeah.
Essentially, it's team effort. And I found that, you know, this was the first time I was working with him like this in terms of him being a producer for my album.
Uh-huh.
And I did find that, you know, his process is very patient. We had a long period where we're just understanding the music, you know, even before recording it, understanding the music, crafting it. I mean, essentially everyone comes differently. I came with everything written down, the melodies. I'll literally sing, this is what I have in mind, and then we start working from there with the thing. This is the idea you have, this is how he's interpreting it, and you sort of try and find a way that you both are now on the same page. And the thing with music is that I could totally be hearing it differently in my head. And when I tell it to you, you'd also totally hear it in a different way. And that's the beauty of art. It's very subjective. It's very, it's shapeless. So it can take any form that it wants.
Definitely.
But essentially, at the end of the day, you guys need to pick a direction. And I'm so grateful that we were able to, you know, a lot align, even though the ideas or the interpretations are totally different, but be able to find that middle ground between the two.
Definitely, it seems like you guys had a great time.
Yes,
definitely. When we come to art, you can never say art is wrong. This never can be wrong, because I think it's like molding umumba. You know, when you're molding and then you want a certain shape, but then by mistake you get another shape, and then because it's art, it's still okay. It's still okay. Another person can come up and be like, oh, when I'm looking at it, I'm thinking of 1, 2, 3. Whereas you also, when you looked at it, it wasn't the same thing that the person thought. I think that's obviously the beauty of art.
Very true. Very true.
So looking at your music, man, how do you see it evolving in the future? In the future, man, of art, and are you still hoping to convey the same message? I know we talked about it firstly, Guti. You always push the mental health initiative on that. But how do you see your music actually evolving in the future?
You know, that's a very tricky and unfair question, because I mean, I've seen countless times where, you know, you have a vision that this is the shape that you, especially with when you speak about how you want your craft to evolve,
take place.
You can never fully confirm what evolves to, because that, I feel, depends mostly on the consumer. You know, I could tell you that, okay, I have a vision to translate this to be visually interpreted, so that could be music videos, more live performances, more engagement with audiences like that. But you know, someone from MP can call me and tell me, hey, we have this science, it's completely random, we have this science thing that it helps people understand their mental health better. Could we bring your album in collaboration with that? I could have never imagined that in my future, or how the music translates or evolves from that. So I've found over the years that, you know, how I even evolved as an artist is I never imagined this, you know. Not that I don't have, don't get me wrong, not that I don't have dreams.
Yeah, yeah, no, I understand.
Things written down. But I feel when it comes to how your craft will evolve over the years, it's not fully up to you. I hope I'm answering you and I'm clear.
I'm getting you. I am fully understanding. So I want us to listen to a song from the album, Ugukanya. I want us to just let's listen it together. I think, and then you obviously I'm going to come up next. I have a few questions I want to ask you about the song, but for now, let's just jump to it.
Sure.
It's Ugukanya, a very new one from the album called Breathe. If you haven't listened to it, definitely make a run. Definitely run, because it's all about hope. You still have time, whether you're having time, you're going through a rough time right now. We have an album of hope, definitely. So, Zete.
Yes.
Ugukanya.
Yeah,
yeah. So I think when I listen to the song, it talks about Ugukanya, and then I think it's something that we mostly hear, Uguti. I mean, if you're going a rough time or just going through so much, and you feel like you see now, now it's too much. And then you'll find a person at
Ugukanya. Yes.
I know ngikathi umuntu esho njalo, I mean, ithemba lisuke ningekho, like, hayi kanjani, how does it work? Mm-hmm. But normally they say that kukanya kumba mnyama kakhulu mesuzokhanya. Take me through ukukhanya. Why? What was the song about?
So ukukhanya is basically a person directly talking to ukukhanya, like, mm-hmm. yo, dude, like, where are you? Like,
yeah.
You know, literally begging light. And I mean, it's not literal light. It's begging for better days. It's yeah. begging for a solution. It's begging for a breakthrough your situation.
Yes.
And says, yeah. It's like, you know, I've been going through this for so long. Can I just please get
can
a breakthrough?
Can I have and a I break?
Think, yeah. I think a lot of us, when we're going through something and it keeps coming back over and over again, mm-hmm. sometimes you're just like, it's so unfair. You know, why do I have to keep suffering in this aspect? Why can't I catch a break? And that's literally, it's a plea, like, and sometimes that's all you're just hoping for a glimpse of hope, you know. Sometimes like, can I at least just get an email that says rejecting so that I can see that you guys are actually receiving my CV at least, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what it's about, essentially, just asking for that light to shine on you.
Yeah, definitely. You know, sometimes you like, you would send an email and you would refresh and be like, yo, man, no, are they even seeing it? Are they even seeing it? But thank you so much. So before we close off, I just want to ask, any people when you were grow up, you definitely looked up to, probably as mentees, you know, as mentors in your music, on how you wanted your music to be like?
In terms of like, okay, not directly music. I studied music.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you do find certain lecturers being your mentors.
Yeah.
Not in a regard that
mm-hmm.
You want to be like them in the future, but they're able to help and guide you. I was very fortunate that, and I think that's the importance of varsity altogether. You know, you're able to find yourself because you're very young when you get into varsity.
Yeah.
18, 17. And to just find that guidance is very important. But in terms of artists that I've always looked up to, you know, I love me a good Thandi Somaswai.
Mm.
You know, I love me a good Busim Hlongo, or May Soul Rest in Peace. You know, there's a lot of artists that I've looked up to that have crafted, you know, their music and still in the game and still doing very well,
yeah.
you know, and have like a decade in the industry, and we've seen them evolve, because that's also an important thing to evolve.
It's evolving,
artists,
yeah,
which is, it's not an easy one, but an important one. So yeah,
okay. So I mean, probably let's say probably someone is getting married. I've been seeing people posting getting engaged. Probably I have a party, I just want to chill on a Sunday, and I just need how do I get you on the socials? How do I get you on the socials and say, hey, I need you here. I need you to wake this event up. How do I get in touch with you on the socials?
My email is on all my socials, but mm-hmm. my socials are @ZT_Z. Everywhere, and on Facebook, it would literally just say ZT. I'm the only ZT artist in South Africa, so please, you do not get confused.
I'm the only one. There's no one like me. It's either me or it's no one.
No one, please.
Probably Nizwa kahle omunye ZT uzomthola passing. Otherwise, she's the only ZT there. Ah, the unique, but the uniqueness in that. Yazi, I was just looking at your picture. Angazi, you know what? Sinamehla fanayo.
How?
Really? We have big eyes. And we have...
Like a twin.
Lalela, twin, we have the same complexion. I don't know. Probably...
I love it.
I don't know. We look the same. We look twice.
I love it. In the spirit of Women's Month, although dark, he must shine.
Yes, exactly. We must shine. But you know what? Thank you so much, Manzete, for availing yourself on this beautiful Sunday, Guti, to share it with us, Konagila, with timeless music. I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me, and hope you have a lovely Sunday.
I hope you also have a lovely Sunday. I hope the pots are cooking there, the Sunday course.
Thanks,
all
Southern colors.
Oh, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.